Mike McCoy, welcoming you to the Time of Truth. Isaiah chapter 40, 1 Peter chapter 1. Thank you for being with us today. We appreciate each one that's come and here with us. And we just want you to know, we want you to feel welcome in the house of the Lord. It's not about us. It's not about the Free Will Baptist. I'm telling you, He must increase and I must decrease. It's about a man named Jesus. Amen. We're in the Jesus business around here. That's all we're in. And we're no big I's or little U's. He's no respecter of person. We shouldn't be either. Amen. Isn't it good to be saved today? Wouldn't it be sad to be lost and put your head down on a pillow tonight and not know if you died where you was going to go? Wouldn't it be sad? Wouldn't it be fearful? Wouldn't it be scary? It'd be a fearful thing. It's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Chapter 40, verse number 6 of Isaiah. If you found that, shout amen. Here we go. The voice said, cry. And he said, what shall I cry? All flesh is grass. And all the goodliness thereof is as the flower of the field. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, because the Spirit of the Lord bloweth upon it. Surely the people is grass. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 22. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 22. What did Isaiah call the people? Thank you. Verse 22 of Peter, or 1 Peter chapter 1 says this, seeing ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that ye love one another with a pure heart fervently. That's how we're supposed to love right there. Say, well, they've been bad. Well, I've just got news for you, sweetheart. You've been bad too. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There's none righteous, no, not one. Hey, don't get us to take a marker and follow each other around. That's not it. We're to love one another fervently. You know what fervent love does? It's when one stumbles in the way, ye which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, lest ye also be tempted. That's fervently loving. Being born again. That'd be me today. If you've never been born again, you're on the road to hell. And that's the way it is. That's what the Bible says. Amen. Jesus said you must be born again. Have you ever been born again? Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible by the word of God which liveth and abideth forever. We read that in Isaiah. Look here, for all flesh is as grass. And all the glory of man as the flower of grass. The grass withereth and the flower thereof falleth away. But the word of the Lord endureth forever, and this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. Father, I love you and I thank you for this day, this place, and this time. I thank you for the ones that have come this way today, Lord. And God, I'm praying that everything that's done here in this service today be pleasing unto the Heavenly Father. I pray you'd fill my mouth and guard my tongue. Preach me inside the bounds of this book. Lord, let me not go left or right, but straight and narrow. Keep me, God, by your power and your hand. Do your work here today, Lord. And do it for your glory. God, help me examine myself, God. Oh, God, help us. Help us, Lord, as individuals, ask you to search me and try me. Lord, do you work in this place today? Please, Lord. Come by, Father. Manifest your presence. We felt your sweet spirit already. But God, I pray that you send an invitation because nobody can come, Lord, unless you do the drawing. You've got to send the invitation or nobody will come. I pray, God, you send it today. You send, give an invitation for your glory and in your name, Jesus' name we pray. Amen. and amen. God resurrected this thought from way back. Some years ago, I think we'd just first come into this sanctuary. That's hard to believe, but 13 years ago, it's hard to believe we've been in here this long. And I thought upon this, I've tried to preach this in the last couple of revivals that I held, and God just wouldn't give me the green light on it. And so I've got it today. I think God solidified it in my heart was through our Sunday school lesson talking about the sowing. Things we've heard, what Brother Paul opened with, what Brother Gordon taught us today. And I pray it'll be a help to you. I'm not trying to make the Bible say anything it doesn't say. I would never do that, or I wouldn't do it intentionally because it's a dangerous thing. But it interested me that Isaiah said we're like the grass. Who am I going to cry to? Going to cry to the people? They're like grass. They're not here for very long. We're not here for very long. I know these young guys and young men on the front rows here, they're thinking, hey, we're here for a long time. Friend, your life's but a vapor. It appeared for a little time. It vanished away. You're going to be old before you know it. You may think you're never going to get old. You're going to wake up one day and everything on you is going to hurt. You're going to say, hey, I'm old. Say, I'll never get there. Just keep living. You'll get there. What interests me today, I'd like to preach with this. I'd like for us to kind of use our minds today and think upon this thought, a lawn for the Lord. He says we're like grass. I'd like for us to think about that for a moment. And I believe scripturally here's what he says about this. The flesh we know to be the body. He said this flesh is like the grass. Why? Because I don't have this thing for very long. It's like the body. Some leave here much earlier than others. Some are here for long periods of time. Some only make it to their teens. Some die in infancy. We're like grass. So we know that he's comparing the flesh here to grass as grass. The grass, the word grass here means in Greek is this kortos. And it means to court. It means this, a court or a garden. So he's saying, I know we have some gardeners in here, but many of us don't garden anymore. The only gardening we do is taking care of a few flowers or our lawn. Now some live in apartments or may live in a place where they don't have lawns, but I read a statistic yesterday that said 77% of Americans do some form of gardening or yard work. That's pretty large. When you compare the populace within the metropolitan areas, that even they grow a flower in the window. We're doing some kind of gardening. But here, look here. That's concerning man as grass. But then he says this. He says, concerning the glory, man's glory. For all flesh is grass, and all the glory of man is as a flower. The glory of man. That word glory, this interested me. It's doxa. In the Greek, it means this, honor, praise, and worship. So if there's going to be any glory, and no flesh is going to glory in His presence, and if we're going to bring any glory to Him, we're going to bring it to Him through this flesh. You don't have any other vehicle to work through but the one He put you in. If I'm going to do anything for God, I'm going to do it in this, or it ain't going to get done. And I used the word ain't there. I know I did. You English teachers can talk to me later. But if I'm going to accomplish anything, Matthew, for the glory of God, honor, praise, or worship, I'm going to do it in this flesh. The problem is this. This thing's like grass. I'm like the lawn out there. I don't last very long. Some of us are past our prime. So our best days of getting something done for God are behind us. Not saying we can't do anything for the Lord, but here's the reality of it. We can't do what we once done. Amen. Look, by the natural order of things, we are aging and our natural strength is abated. And God can give us strength. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. But listen here. It is in this flesh, and this thing's like the grass, and it's passing away. How many in here today actually has a lawn? The majority. Now here's what. I never considered this when I was a boy because I detest mowing the yard. It was one of the things I had to do. I've seen a picture of me when we lived at a certain place in this county the other day. Someone had posted it. I think my sister. And there's a little old ragtag boy. And I was thinking, man, my dad used to give me a quarter and an empty gallon jug and send me to Richard Taylor's store. And I walked upside the main highway. I weren't this tall. Here I come, a quarter of my jug. And nobody thought nothing about it. You better not give a kid a quarter and a jug. For one, a quarter won't buy anything. Two, the empty jug, they'll wonder what it's for. But three, the kid walking inside the highway is never going to make it to where they're going. Somebody will pick him up. We live in a different world today. But the thing that I was going for the gas for was for the lawnmower. And this was my job. I better do the job. It was bad if Dad came home and the grass wasn't mowed after he said, and he didn't tell me three times. He just said, take a quarter. Here's the jug. Go get the gas. Mow the grass. Done. Because if he came home and there weren't no mowed grass, Mike had a bad day. Some of you are clueless about that today. I didn't care anything about the lawn. I didn't pay any attention if there's dandelions in it. Listen, I thought the closer down I could mow it, the better off I was, and I dropped the wheels, and if I was throwing dirt, I was doing good. I figure if that thing's dead, I don't have to fool with it next week. So the idea is to cut it as close as you can. You want to kill your grass? Cut her down to the dirt. So our philosophy, as young people, and maybe even considering this, the Bible said we're like grass. But here's the philosophy. Sow it, grow it, and mow it. Sounds easy enough. And then repeat. But if we're God's grass, there's a different thing that sown. Jesus said in Matthew 13, and I think it's verse 48, He said this. He said, the sower is the Son of Man, and the field is the world, and the good seed are the children of the kingdom. That'd be us. So that tells me there's something sown in me. I'm a child of the kingdom. Listen, though I am part of that kingdom now, I'm not literally in that kingdom, but one day, praise God, I'll literally be in that kingdom. Stay with me. But grass won't grow without water. You can have the best seed in the world, throw it down there and not wet it down, and it won't grow. He said, the water that I shall give him shall be a well of water springing up into everlasting life. What does it bring? It brings life. What has it been sown? He's the sower. What's he sown? The good seed. Into who? The children of the kingdom. Here it is. We are the children of the kingdom. And the water is given of the Lord, speaking to the Spirit. And the Spirit comes in us. And like our Sunday school lesson, we're not on the milk anymore. We begin to grow. And we get to on the place of the meat. And you know what? The blade comes up. The blade comes up and it comes to this. Pretty soon, you just can't let the blade go. It has to be mown. You know what happens? If it grows up and grows up and grows up and grows up and it's all about itself, you know what it does? It falls over and kills itself. You want too much? Listen, if there's too much of us involved in our spiritual life, you know what we do? We take the, we reverse the scripture that John the Baptist said, and or John the Revelator, we begin to increase and he begins to decrease. But when he begins to increase and we begin to decrease, every time he mows us down a little bit, we say hallelujah. I'm afraid that I need a good mowing on a regular basis. Repeat, Brother Jimmy. How do we cut it? For the Word of God, Hebrews 4:12, for the Word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even the dividing of the soul and the spirit and of the joints and the marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. When I get to thinking wrong, he needs to cut me down a little bit. You know what happens in the mowing process? You know what kills grass? One, you mow it too close, and the blade will die. Two is like this, Brother Paul. It's unmowed. You leave it alone. It'll kill itself. Or three, it's like this. You mow with dull blades. You ever looked across your lawn and wonder why the tops of it's brown? Because your blades is breaking your grass. It's pulling it off. It's not cutting it. When it's cut, you know what? It'll be green from stem to stern. So we're getting a lesson in lawn care today. We are. You know why? Because we're like grass. You know what we need? Every now and then, God's going to come by and he's going to give us a good mowing. I've got to have it, Brother Gordon. I've got to have it. I want to consider three things this morning, and I'll let you go on this beautiful day. I want us to consider personally. I want you personally to consider this today. I'm not here to throw any. I have no stones in my pockets. And I've prayed the Lord that he'd give me liberty to preach this, and he'd let me do it with a clean heart, and do it the way he'd have it done. I want us to do this today. I want us to consider the lawn's condition. Jim Hoover told me, my Uncle Jim Hoover told me one time, he said, I can tell you a lot about a man by just pulling up in his yard. I won't argue that fact. What is the condition of this little lawn if I'm a lawn for the Lord? Now, I know some of you sitting here today, you probably got acorns and pine cones in your yard. You're thinking, I don't care anything about this. Here's what the Bible said about it. God said you like grass. Michael already sang it, ever good gifts from above. He's blessed us with this. And I'm just going to tell you, I learned a lesson a long time ago. It's easier to take care of grass than it is weeds. What's the lawn's condition today? Number one, is it like this? You know what you can do? You can pull up. I'm going to use this. I didn't do it. I hired a guy to do it because he knew more about lawn care than I did. For a long time, I had the worst yard in Sherwood Farms. It was awful. But I got a hold of somebody that knew what they was doing, and you know what? He does it cheaper than I can buy the stuff and do it myself for. And I had throat issues and breathing issues anyway. And you know what will onset that and complicate that and make it much worse? Get out there and mow you some dirt and dust. Oh, yeah, that'll help you. You'll come in the evening, you'll be wondering, what in the world happened to me? I can't talk. I'm talking like this. People say, you've been mowing the grass. Yeah, didn't have your mask on, did you? But you know what you can do? You can pull up the street and you can look at my neighbor's yard on the left and you can look at my yard on the right. And it's not because of me. It's because someone else. Oh, this is helping me. Someone else that knew more about it done it for me. And you know what my grass looks like on the right side? I'll get to the backyard in a minute, Brother Branch. Don't start smiling at me yet. But you know what that front yard looks like? it kind of looks like a green shag carpet over there in the McCoy yard. And my neighbor's from California, and he's on another trip. He's a dog show guy. He pulled out this morning and left. I wished he'd be saved. He's more worried about showing his dogs than he is about Jesus. He said, I don't go for that church, that religious stuff. I don't go for it. I said, all right. But you can look at his yard and you know what you see? Dandelions and weeds. And lesbadiza, the deer love it. You know what they can do, Brother Johnny? It's not hard to see what kind of lawn we've got. We don't have to put a lot of study into it. We don't have to think about it very hard. We just got to get in front of the mirror. And not there it is. This thing's either full and flourishing or it's in poor condition. You know something that I learned? Watch this. Stay with me. Speaking about a spiritual life right here, comparing us to a lawn. You know, it doesn't matter how full a lawn looks. You know what I found about it? I found that you can walk into that, out in that grass, and you can begin to look down, and you know what you find? Bad spots. You know, that thing at a distance, man, it looks like a show place. But when you get to walking around in that thing, you know what you'll see? You'll see a rock here. You'll see a dead spot over here. You'll see something wrong. There'll be a stick, and where the stick is left lay, and it's not been cleaned up. That thing should have been cleaned up out of that lawn a long time ago, but it's left laying there too long, and you know what's underneath? Where the stick lay? Dead. Man, it looks like from a distance, it looks like a show. But when you get up close to it, good to see you, Brother Ron. When you get up close to it, you know what? There's bad spots in the yard. So we consider the condition of your lawn today, spiritually speaking. How's your lawn look to the Lord? Say, we're having a real good meeting here, preacher. You thought, well, we're not done yet. I want us to consider this today. You know what it takes to have that? You can't just sow it and it grow and you mow it and it's done. No, the bad things will take over the good things. You know what the weeds need? It hardly needs no nutrients. It's going to steal everything from the grass. And it's going to grow up. And I'm telling you, I detest them. Nothing worse than that pretty yellow flower that turns into that big yet ugly head in about a week. Red Marmon tried to convince me that was like the gospel. It just come up and you blew it everywhere. I said, you'll never convince me of that. It's of the devil because you can't kill it hardly. You leave that much of the root under a dandelion and you know what you'll have in 6 months? Another dandelion. You have to get every piece of it out. I want us to consider this, the lawn's condition, the lawn's care. It takes something to care for that lawn. You know what you got to have clean, a good, clean, green lawn? You got to feed it. Are we any different? You know, I don't know who said this, but I've become to understand, and I agree with them. You are what you eat. I'm telling you, you eat enough of the wrong stuff, and sooner or later, it'll come to where you're at and whip the time out of you. Oh, yeah, it'll find you. You'll wind up in the hospital. You'll wind up sick, a bad gallbladder. You'll have a problem. Our little lawns are no different. You know what we need? We need a constant feeding of the Word of God. We don't need it once a week. We don't need it on Sundays and Wednesdays. You know when we need it? Every day. If we're feeding this thing every day, you know what? The blade will be strong. It'll grow. It'll be colored. It'll be full. It'll begin to overcome the things that's around it. And that root will be able to, that root will be able to begin to grow out under that ground and another blade will come up. See, I don't like yard work, preacher. That's exactly my point today.
Wouldn't it be easy if we could just hire somebody to live our Christian life and say, you do it and do it exactly right, and here's the man to do it? It doesn't work that way. It's a personal relationship between you and the Lord. And look here, the Lord's give Randy Maynard something to do. And Donnie, and Newt, and David, and Johnny. And you know who takes care of Johnny's lawn? Johnny. Brother Johnny Reeves will take care of his lawn. You know what? We can help him, encourage him, bless him along the way. But I can't take care of your lawn, Danny. How's the lawn look? I mean, if somebody's, this is going south in a hurry. If somebody's coming by and looks at you and say, good looking lawn. How are we going to do what we do for the Lord in this thing? What is this thing? What does the Lord say this is? It's grass. I drove by somewhere. We brought a load of stuff home for the kids yesterday. I look like the Beverly Hillbillies coming down the interstate. I had stuff sticking up where I had her tied down, though. I could still drive. I passed this place, and I'm telling you, it was manicured to the hilt. The azaleas, they're beginning to fade down there. If Brother Casey is here, he's from Hoover, right where the kids live. He'd know what I was talking about. It's beginning to fade, but there are other flowers coming on right behind them. When this one dies off, this one comes up. This thing's manicured to the hilt. Here's this guy. He's out there on a mower, and I'm telling you, it looks like a golf course. It's somebody's house. Now, you may not care, but here's what I'm finding out. That's the attitude of a lot of Christians today. I don't care what it looks like. It don't make no difference. It made a difference to these youngins yesterday when you had them down there at the zoo. It makes a difference to our family members when they're watching us every day, Paul. It makes a difference. Your little yard shows up. They see what you are. They see what's growing. They see how it looks. And you know what? To keep it manicured and where it ought to be, it takes care. You not only have to feed it, but friend, you have to, you know it rhymes, you have to weed that thing. Now you can get chemicals and spray on it. But the Holy Ghost will come by me, and I need a regular weeding. You know what I found? I got a little old tool about this high. I don't know if it's a spade or what you'd call it, but I found this. If I see one of those yellow heads stick up out there somewhere, if I don't kill that thing pretty soon, I'm going to have 100 yellow heads. And I'll tell you, I hate them. But I found this, Gordon. I can take that tool and I can walk over to where that thing's at. I don't have to dig it plumb out. If I'll just stick it down beside it and wiggle it around, I can pull that rascal right out of the ground. And even the little hair roots come out with it. So that don't make any sense to me, preacher. You know what he does? He takes that book right there and sticks it down in my soul and wiggles it around a little bit and pulls that thing out of there. Bless God, and when he does, it's gone! But oh, he has to do it far too often. Get that thing out of there. It takes away from the grass. It steals the things, the nutrients that it needs to grow. It begins to take away from it. Are you still with me? You look like you're asleep this morning. Number three, how's the lawn's condition? You want to find out? Ask some lost person, what do you think of as a Christian? How's the lawn's condition? Not only the condition, how much do you care about the lawn? I know you care enough to come on Sunday morning. I see you here. Some of you care enough to come on Sunday night. Some of you will come back on Wednesday. It takes care. It takes care for the lawn to look good. You can't let it go and leave it alone, my friend. Listen, I'm not talking about being lost. I'm talking about being a Christian and caring for the lawn He said, you're like grass. You don't last long. What you going to do? If you're going to look good for God, you're going to get her done for God, better do it now. You'll be old before you know it. I was looking at some pictures the other day, Brother Johnny. I thought, man, my hair used to be dark. And I was 20 pounds lighter. Know what happened to this guy? Kept living. Yard don't look so good anymore, but I'm doing the best with it I can. How's the lawn look? Are you caring about it? On a side note, right quick. I can do this. I'm preaching the message. On a side note, just briefly. You see this shirt? Can anybody read that? You know what that says? It says, Pa. You know who that is? That's this guy. Brother Gordon brought that to me this morning. I thank you for it. I think Paula picked it out. It's good just the same. What does that mean? What does that mean? That means there's somebody behind me. There's somebody behind me. And you know what? His yard's going to look a lot like mine. If I don't care nothing about my yard, he's not going to care anything about his. If I don't care enough to come Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night, he's not going to think anything about it. If he see Pa in the church house when the church door's open, not just because he's a preacher. I've done it before I began to preach. Hey, but when he sees us here, you know what he says? Hey, there must be something to that yard. And he knows what the yard looks like. So don't be surprised if you don't care for your lawn and they don't care for theirs. Number three, here's the lawn's continuance. The lawn's care brings on this. If you care for the lawn's continuance. It continues to flourish and look good. It's so easy to let it go. It's just easy. It's easy to get busy and not take care of the thing, not put the fertilizer, not put the feed, not water it when it needs it, not to do the things that's necessary, not to pick up the stick that's in the way out there. It's going to kill something. Are you still with me? You know what it'll do? The lawn's continuous. When the lawn's fed and cared for the way it should, you know what's natural? Reproduction. Reproduction's natural. When the thing's done and cared for the way God intended for it to be. Speaking spiritually of ourselves, our lives before the Lord. A lawn for the Lord. It's not only at reproduction, but it says, it's the reward. Brother Gordon taught about it this morning in Sunday school. I thought, hallelujah. Stirred my soul. The reward of that lawn continuing. My soul is thrilled by the young people. And the young ones yesterday. How many, Jason? 20, how many? 23. Between 4 and 11. On the trip. Glory to God for that. 23. That's the reward, Jimmy. Oh, Colin may be in that number one of these days. Who knows what God's going to do in the future? Hey, but he'll be somewhere in that number. How about it? What's coming behind you? Young person, hear me. It makes a difference. It makes a difference what your lawn looks like. Guys, somebody's going to follow you because your lawn looks good. I want to use this illustration quickly. I'm winding down right here. I preached revival down at Highland Church between Monterey and Livingston, off down in the valley. It's where my mama's people's from. My mama was born just over the hill from where that church is now. And I preached revival there, and there's a young boy there, and the pastor came up to me, Brother Derek Parsons, came up to me and he said, hey, that young guy said he'd never been churched. He said, this is brand new to him. He's never seen anything like this. He don't know about church. I preached that night, and I noticed he never took his eyes off of me. Sometimes he kind of got back like this because it was revival preaching. Revival preaching and pastoral preaching are two different animals. Understand that. That's why somebody says, "You're not like." Listen, I feel like I'm a better evangelist than I am a pastor. But it's a preaching's two different things. Still the Word of God. He said, I'll tell you. He said, man, you are intense. I didn't know if that was a compliment. He was scared. I didn't know. I just said, well, thank you. He had to ask his mother or if he could go. And he had to ask someone to come and get him. And it was quite a journey, like 40 minutes to get this boy to bring him to church. Brother Andy, you know about that. And he come every night. Here's what he said. He said, I'm going to see if I can come again tomorrow night. And by Friday night, I thought, this boy's about to be saved this week. And I was like Paul and Apollos. I was sowing and watering. But he never got saved. I've seen him at another revival. I went to hear Junior Gardner preach the next week, Friday night. And this boy came with that church group. And he came in. I called him by name. I said, hey, Ricardo, how you doing? He told somebody, he said, that guy knows my name. He knows me. He said, that's that preacher I was telling you about. Derek called me the other night, talking about it, the continuation of the law. Derek called me the other night. He said, hey, Mike, he said, you remember old Ricardo? I said, I do. He said, come forward this morning. Was gloriously saved. I say, hallelujah! To Him be the honor, the praise, and the glory. To the Lord Jesus, praise God. That's what it's about. Listen, friend, it's about sowing the seed. How's the little lawn looking? Is this thing continue? Isaiah said, they're like the grass. We're like the grass. Why am I going to cry to them? They're not going to last long. Yeah, but the Word of God endureth forever. Do you know you can have the best seed? The best feed? You can get rid of all the weeds? You can do all these things and still not grow grass unless it's in the right soil. You know what it takes to have a lawn? Sometimes you have to change the soil. Brother Randy, I'm not picking on him. He'll tell you, he'll amen me right here. He lives on a ridge, on a place where it's white clay. What'll that do for grass, Randy? Nothing. Do you know the substance that you need if you're going to grow grass? I'm back on a natural kick here for a moment. Do you know the types of soil, the one that you need the least percentage of, mixed in, and you need a mixture to grow it. It takes it all to grow it. But you know the one that you need the least percentage of to grow grass? Clay. You need just a little bit, but you need less of that than you need anything else, because if you got all clay, you got problems. Do you know what the Lord made us out of? The Lord formed man from the dust of the ground. He breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Do you know what we see in this? Are you with me? Sometimes you need to change the soil. Illustration. So Pat and I decided we needed a patio out in the middle of our backyard. So I got a hold of a fella that I'd known and asked him about pouring this. And we already had a walkway, and we wanted to make it match. And we decided this place out here, grass wouldn't grow in this place. I thought, I'll just put a patio. Don't have to mow it. Sometimes we feel like, hey, it's not growing too good. We just put something else in place of it. We build this thing, and here's what happened. So we built it, and when he pulled it out, he said, hey, he said, I'd like to drive the concrete truck up there. I should have said wheelbarrow. But it was dry as toast. I thought, I'll be good. Wrong.
So, Chris, he drives this thing up in there, and when he did, I watched it, and it just sank down, and I went, Because you know what he drove over, Brother Danny? Where the grass was growing good. 20-something years I've lived in this place pushing 30, and it's took me all this time, and Jay, I've got to stand the grass in the backyard, and I myself just let a truck drive over it and destroyed what I'd worked so hard to grow all those times. Not my brightest moment. So, stay with me. I'm making a point right here. Here's what I say. No big deal. I'll just bring some topsoil in here, throw in that hole, put some seed down, straw it good, and keep it wet, and watch it grow. It's not happened to this time. You know what I got to stand up? Some kind of wild yellow flower that I detest. You know why? That seed was in the soil. You know what's in the soil naturally in a man? The wrong seed. You know what we need to change? The soil. You know why the lost world's lawns look bad and they don't look like they should? Because the wrong soil. It's got the wrong seed in it. Now to the world, they might look across that and say, them are pretty yellow flowers. But to the fellow that owns it, he's looking at it and thinking, that's not what I'm after. Do you know that that's the way it is in the lives of people that don't know Christ? We think, hey, we're looking pretty good. The world said, you're looking good. The world compares itself to itself. So they can say, we're looking pretty good. But when the Master looks on it, that's not what I want to grow. I'm going to ask you a question. So we'll come, Randall, give us a song. Ask you a question. What's your lawn look like? Are you caring for it? What's the condition? So I don't care. That's what we talked about in Sunday school class this morning. Carnal folk don't. Carnal Christian says, hey, I'm born again. I'm saved. I know I've trusted Christ as Savior. My little yard looks good enough. But then some people look in the mirror of the Word of God and they say, you know what? I got some dead things here that need to be moved. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. While we stand at our feet, sing a song. If you need to pray,
you are welcome. Page 375.
Feet, sing a song. If you need to pray,
you are welcome. Page 375.
Feet, sing a song. If you need to pray,
Page 375.
Pastor Mike McCoy, thanking you for joining us at the Time of Truth.